We are doing Avat Chesed, and we're holding in the Pticha, the opening of the Avat Chesed. We are on page Hey, at the bottom of the page. And the Chafetz Chaim is now going to begin a journey taking us through the Torah, illustrating how parsha after parsha is suffused with this concept of the importance of doing Chesed. Ve'ata, and now, says the Chafetz Chaim, na'arich lifnei hakol, I'd like to lay out before everyone, ech shekol haTorah mele'a minyanei chesed, how the whole Torah is suffused with these concepts of doing kindness, kedei sheyitbonen ha'adam, so that people will take note, kama yakar hu inyan hachesed, how precious is this concept of kindness, be'inei Hashem yitbarach, in the eyes of Hashem, blessed be He. Tehilat Hakol, so we begin with the book of Bereishis, we begin with Parshas Bereishis. Tomeshe Katuv, that which the Torah explicitly says, Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Hatzeila asher lakach min Adam leisha, which literally means that God took the rib from man and He built it into a woman. Vedorshu Chazal, and our sages explained why did the verse use the word Vayiven. This teaches us that God braided her hair. He made her good looking. Why? Because He wanted to prepare the kala so she'll look nice in honor of her husband on their wedding day. Even though she was the only woman around, who could Adam compare her to? The monkey. She was better looking than a monkey. The Gemara says she was one of the finest looking women that ever lived, if not the finest looking woman. Yeah. Okay, nonetheless. But
there's a message that says that he went and slept with almost everybody, animals, and didn't find a suitable mate for him. So he went and slept with animals.
Okay. V'gam b'meshek katuv v'yivea el Adam. And furthermore, that which the verse says that God brought Eve before Adam, d'alshu, our sages derived, milamet she'nasa kadosh b'chu shushvin Adam. God became, so to speak, Adam's best man. God was there to make Lebedik, to make it happy at the wedding and to help Adam out in preparation. We see, you could look for more details there in the Gemara. And furthermore, we continue in our journey through the Torah. We go to Parshas Noach. The Torah recounts, Vayesh min hayayin vayishkar, vayitgal betoch aholo. Noach drank from the wine, he got drunk, and then he got naked in his tent. Vayar Cham Avi Kenan et Ervat Aviv. Cham, the father of Kenan, saw his father's disgrace. Vayaged Lishnei Chav Bachutz. He goes out and he tells the brothers, hey, look at that, he got naked in the tent. Go look, he's making fun. Vayikach Shem Vayefet et Asimla Vayesim on Shem Shneihem. Shem and Yefet, they took the garment, they put it on their shoulder. Vayelechu Achoranit, they walked in backwards. Vayechasu et Ervat Avihem. They covered their father's disgrace. They were turned around. They walked in backwards so they don't see their father's covered parts. Now, in essence, there was no commandment to Shem and Yefet, be modest towards your father. This is one of the seven Noahide laws. But the only aspect that obligated them to do this was the trait of kindness. Oh, so there is. We saw that there is a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim even for non-Jews. But this aspect of not seeing his shame when he's drunk, that aspect it doesn't say explicitly. The Chafetz Chaim, I don't know if the Chafetz Chaim is going to go with that. That non-Jews are also obligated. That. I don't know. Yeah?
Is there some
we'll get to that in a second. וגם סיפרה לנו את הברכה שברכם נוח. The Torah makes a point of recounting the blessing that Noach blessed them. ונתקיים לבסוף, and the Torah tells us how that blessing came true, להראות לנו את גדולת המידה, this is to show us the greatness of this trait of kindness, שצריך האדם להתחסד עם חברו. Person has to be kind towards his friend, ולחפות על כלונו בכל כוחו, and to try to cover his friend's shame with all his strength. That's more, just as we were worried about our own honor. So this is the, till here we've seen about the chesed and how God fashioned Chava, how God helped them out with their wedding, and now the chesed that Shem and Yefet did, and how God repaid them. Now the Chafetz Chaim has a comment. ובזה נראה לי לבאר מה שאמרו חזל על הפסוק וגם את הצירה ישלח. And with this concept I want to explain what our sages taught us about this special fly that God promises us he will send before us to help us conquer the land of Israel. That our sages taught us in the Gemara and Sota שהייתה זורקת בהם מרה. This fly used to spit poison at the Canaanites. When we entered the land of Israel, this fly would join us in our battles. It would spit out this poison, umesarastam, and this poison would castrate them, umsemet einaim, and would cause them to be blind. So lama davke elu shnei inyanim, what's the point in these two specifically? Why did God send this fly that does these two things? Venireli, says the Chafetz Chaim, and it seems to me, dehu mishum, that the reason for this is, decham avi kenan kilkel b'shnei dvarim. Cham, when he messed up on these two points. Echad, firstly, b'ma sh'ra'a arvat aviv. He looked with his eyes, he saw his father's disgrace. V'lo chashash l'chasoto klal. And he didn't think, he wasn't concerned to cover his father's shame, sh'lo yitbazeh yoter, that he shouldn't be shamed further. V'chidita b'midrash al pasuk zeh. And like the Medrash says on this verse, Arurim arsha'im, cursed are the wicked, shegam ariyash lehem umazik. That even what they look at damages. Velochen asu Shem v'Yefet, and Shem and Yefet did not do this way, shebechol kochan amlu shelo lirot ervat aviyed. That they invested all of their strength to ensure they do not see their father's disgrace, kidichtiv bakal, like the Pasuk says, v'elchu achoranit. They went backwards. Ve'od shenit, and secondly, what did Cham do? Shesilso, he castrated his father, as Rashi over there, according to one understanding, explains. Ve'lachen ne'enshu achal kach, b'nei Kenan, shayu mizar'o, and that's why later on, the sons of Kenan, and Kenan is the son of Cham, so they were the offsprings of Cham, that's why they were punished midah v'midah, as we know, God functions a measurement for a measurement, that God sent against them this fly that castrated them and also blinded them. So what we saw today, the Chafetz Chaim said that we're going to go through the Torah and see how throughout the Torah the concept of the importance of doing chesed is stressed. And he began with God's building of Chava, making her, braiding her hair so she'll be good looking, bringing her before Adam and being the best man, and then in Noach about how the two sons Shem and Yefet, they did kindness and they were blessed, and Cham, who turned his back on his father, he did not perform kindly to his father, he was cursed. Here we see three illustrations of how the Torah stresses the importance of doing acts of chesed.